Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You can see the world. We're on the streets. We are on the air. We are everywhere. It is the 30th of September, 2025. It happens to be a Tuesday morning. And I like all days, but I specifically love today.
Because
last week, this is what Patriotic Alliance leader Gayton McKenzie had to say. Listen.
We are not considering. We are withdrawing from our relationship in coalitions. And immediately after that, we are going to start the processes of withdrawing from the GNU also. Because it is in the GNU you sign that if you're unhappy, there's processes that you follow. The coalitions, we didn't sign that. So we are leaving immediately from the coalitions and we're giving an intention to withdraw from the GNU simply because we want to be respected. We can't be treated like that by Dara Morero. Can't even give our people water. He's got something against us. And we see it in how we treat the people of Westbury. We are not here for positions. I will go back, I'll go to the ground, and we'll see what the future holds.
Well, okay, the ground beckons. Please, I want to see what's going to happen now, right? Is this an idle threat or is he really going to leave? So, essentially, what Gayton McKenzie said was, unless Kenny Gunan is reinstated as MMC of Transport in Johannesburg City, he will leave and he will resign as Minister of Arts and Culture. I wish he would. I really wish he would. I even teased him. I was like, why wait until Tuesday? You know? Like, why wait until Tuesday? You should have done this thing. Dada, if you ever done anything for me, bro, carry on disrespecting me.
But wait, aren't they going into a meeting today in Bali?
That's what they say.
Yeah, Bali? So yesterday they released a statement, the Patriotic Alliance, saying that they will be meeting with the ANC and its leadership to discuss a way forward in terms of whether they will be withdrawing or not. But we also know that Kenny Kunene was reinstated, or rather sworn in on Friday
as a counselor
for the Patriotic Alliance. So it's just another process that they just have to wait for. Should he be reinstated back as MMC?
Well, I mean, the councillor thing, you can't, there's nothing you can do about that, right? Because they decide who their councillors are.
Yeah.
And they voluntarily took him off the list and he voluntarily stepped aside. There was nothing forcing him to.
Yeah. But also, when you're in a coalition government, and this is what they have in the city of Johannesburg, so certain seats belong to certain parties.
Yeah.
So we know that initially the MMC for Transport was a Patriotic member and was meant to be given to somebody from that party. And that's according to their agreements in, you know, the city of Johannesburg through that coalition.
Well, again, see, that part I disagree with, right? It's kind of like what President Cyril Ramaphosa was saying last week, where the DA was now demanding that they switch a minister. It's like, only I can tell you what the cabinet is, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So, yes, just because this particular position happens to be filled by a Patriotic Alliance member, it doesn't necessarily mean that the next time we fill this position, it will be a Patriotic Alliance member, right? Maybe we'll give you another portfolio. And that's the first thing. The second thing is, when they seemingly hold the ANC at ransom, you got to look at the leverage now. What kind of leverage do they have, right? Even in the GNU, Cyril hasn't met up with GNU partners since May. These are people that matter, not one-seat parties. So, what is going to go on?
I mean, what I find very interesting is that he keeps insisting we don't care about positions. Yet here you are, fighting, digging your heels for a position, even threatening to remove yourself from the GNU based on a position. So maybe you are about position.
No, he is. But he's also been very clear. He said he got into politics for the power. So you always said that.
So then don't tell people you're not about positions, because you are.
He pickly Jay.
Oh.
That's the thing. So he doesn't know what he stands for.
I think he also has been the kind of minister who's shown us that he's just happy to be in cabinet.
Yeah.
You know, so I really don't see him resigning.
Yeah, well, look, he may not resign. I believe, though, Ugutige, this was a bluff, and the ANC is not going to call it. But either way, his days are numbered as a minister.
But here's my thing. It comes back to the beginning of the GNU, right?
Yeah.
When we kept saying the DA is constantly pulling a bluff or you know, pulling the bluff and hoping for the best. And eventually, when you keep threatening, at some point, we're like, no, it's okay.
Yeah, well,
you can only use and threaten people maybe twice at most. After that, it's just idle threats.
Mabahambi. Let us know what your thoughts are. Do you believe Gayton McKenzie will honor his word and resign today being Tuesday?
First things first.
It has seized the world. We're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere. If you just joined us, it is a Tuesday morning, which means, according to Gayton McKenzie's very own promise, he should be resigning and withdrawing from the GNU today. Was he just bluffing?
Gayton McKenzie is playing man's game, man. Gayton McKenzie was the happiest minister I ever see in this new dispensation. He's the happiest minister. Because we blue light. We thunder got the blue light. So, we're going to have a color to have with you. But we're going to have a color. We're going to have a color. Man's game, Mitch. I'm going to have a blue light.
That's funny.
All I'm saying is, Situlo Simonati. Situlo Simonati. Guys, Situlo Simonati. I'm going to resign again, Mina, because no, Nje.
That's funny.
Agahambe siphumule. Agahambe. Because if there is one person that thinks he runs South Africa, it's Gayton McKenzie. Agahambe. Agahambe, guys, agahambe. He must go and see if South Africa still won't run without him. He must go.
Sees the world. Mina, what I've noticed more, Gayton, is that he likes making these idle threats to get attention. Once he's gotten that attention so that he can have a sit down with the opposition parties and then discuss and iron out whatever. And then he'll come out and say, no, we had a talk, we discussed this, and we have resulted in this direction. I don't think he's going to leave. There's just too much at stake for him to leave. I think, Jay, he's just being like a child, throwing his toys out of the court. But ukuhamba angeke ahambe.
Yezulu kuthiwa uyachela. An idle threat, ayikho le nto yakho.
Msizane, Julius Malema, Gayton McKenzie, same WhatsApp group, flip-flop, contradicting themselves. They are there for power, nothing else. As Colson, my South African. Oh, man, I'm a politician. Adiki politician in the interest of my citizens. None of them, you understand? So, Gayton McKenzie, you're a resigner, you're a Tosha Wenzani. Ayikho very, it doesn't add value. Into ayenzilwa ipasisa yena nalomngane wakhe amlwelayo ukuthi abuye bapasise umtshitshirizo ukuthi awube semthethweni. Nothing else. Ungababuza ku-sport, ku-art, abaculi akabenzelanga next. Kuyafana nje.
Hey,
Kaya 9959. We are rhythm and beats.
But it sees the world, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we are everywhere. If you just joined us, it's a Tuesday morning. And other than being the second day of the week, it also means this is a day that Gayton McKenzie promised he would resign as a minister and withdraw his party from the GNU, provided that Kenny Gunene had not been reinstated as the MMC of Transports in Johannesburg. Well, he hasn't. So now, what's going to happen?
Since the world, hey, I saw Rulo a pantint. Pantint will always be a pantint. Agahambe.
Aguna Gayton oyandawola. Aguna Gayton oyandawola. Gayton manazi. Ngati umtana nje o special case. 33%. From how he speaks, from how he conducts himself in public. You know, Gayton, like, all right, when I see you. Abahambe mafunu kamba. But Mina, I'm saying they are not going anywhere. Aguna la. By a call. Abayinda, whoa.
Aye. I let to iPhone on my personal feelings. I'd rather have Ukeni in that position than another ANC member, also Chonji Mali. We saw what Ukeni was working. Rather him there. Rather have Utoti or Seven Zayo than Utoti or Seven Zayo. Aye, guys, aye. Any ANC member that's filling in that position is going to steal money. So rather have Kenny there in that position, guys. Bye.
When are you setting Kenny up? Because now I'm going to give you facts. Kenny appointed a company that was owned by a Nigerian, right? When they're trying to fix Lilian Ngoyi's streets.
Yeah.
Tenders worth over 100 million. So please, man, come on.
The team, good morning. Oh, me and myself, I cannot wait to go to Nje Bahambe. Ngoba, as a say metro, we are feeling it. We are feeling it, Sizwe and the team. This new tap in, tap out, tap in, tap out. Yes, Vuruvaya, Mabahambe. Yo, they must just pack their bags and leave.
Kaya 9959. We are Rhythm and Beats.
To seize the world, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere. Before that, Doja Cat, Umad Dlamini and SZA, Kiss Me More, having a discussion right now. It is the Tuesday we've been waiting for. Gaetan McKenzie promised that he'd resign as a minister. And I think we all rejoiced. Will he keep that promise, though?
SZA, Nsamutu Njivane, from being a Njivane to being a minister, I resign. I pull in Njivane, une blue light, una yonke lento lena puma hambe. Ah, kohla mfethu, kohla leyo ngiyiboni yenzeka mina. Unless there's another deal on the table, mhlawumbe yabo DA yokuthi no, if ever siyahlanganani senza lokho. Ah, but angiboni lokho mina kwenze. Phela uPopular okudlula uRamaphosa manje lo muntu.
He did threaten that he was going to work with the DA.
That guy likes attention, man. He should have gone to the those idols programs, because I can direct. The things anybody cares of if he steps down, and that's what we want from him. He's a lead and she own England and she. That is not so impressive. To start with, his intelligence is very poor as a leader, and he's about positions, we know that. And he likes attention, so yeah. Resign to the GNU, he should have resigned immediately. See,
Ugetting doesn't understand local politics, provincial politics, and national politics. Policies are different. Politicking is just different. But I think he's just doing this for clout. Ugetting is a small boy in politics. He has no idea. He's just enjoying the blue lights and I'm an escort. But otherwise, he doesn't have idea. I'm a politics.
He doesn't understand anything, to be quite honest. But yeah, that's not his fault, I guess. It's just how he grew up.
Since the world, guys, look, okay, Tim McKenzie is going nowhere. Angeke ayekele ama blue lights, never, never. It's just an empty threat. Angeke, ngiyafunga lapho ngiyabheja, ngibheja ngemali yami yokugcina. Angeke, okay, Tim McKenzie, ayeke. Kuhamba ama blue lights, angeke.
Going nowhere slowly.
Abahambe! Abahambe!
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.